Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, Inner Sight Frolics. Hey, we got a great show for you tonight. Jimmy Dinigan. Oh, we're going to tell you about the coat fiasco with Dinigan. Yeah, the coat. Yeah. We're going to do a skit with Sanford and Son in honor of Black History. Louie will be here if we can get the phones on. I don't know where my engineer is, but Louie will be on, hopefully. And, oh, we got the Gabriella Thrift Shop coming up with the Biting Buzz, starring the Biting Buzzard.
Biting Buzzard.
All right. That's a little bit of the rundown. And then, of course, whatever else in between, and we'll do a little Honeymooners. Tax Time coming up. Well, we did that one. Tax Time. What was the other one? Anyway. I forget which one I wanted to do, but it'll come back to me. Come back to me, yeah. So, Inner Sight Frolic, brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Big East, Akita Rescue, Adopt Akita. Yeah, great, great dog. All right. Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. 609-388-7004. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty, my buddy there in Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house. Good information. Mr. Kennedy Realty, all right. 631-888-1186. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Look no further. Just dial up this number. I'll give it to you in a minute. Oh, and by the way, if you're disabled, you talk to Gary. Nobody starved on Long Island. Name of the program. And tell him you're disabled. A lot of times he can bring the food to your home. You got to talk to him about that. All right, 631-484-3085. Phone number, once again, 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. That's for the dog food and the cat food. And let's see. Oh, I want to thank some of our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp. I want to thank Silo. Suffolk Independent Living Organization here for the Follies, 609-880-7929. I'm sorry, not 609, 631. 631-880-7929 at the 631 area. Yeah, any questions about advocacy or different programs and all that stuff, you can... throw it at them. See how good they are. All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. And our phone number is 631-224-3090. That's the regular Inner Sight number. 24/7. And we're hoping to get the our engineer in here. I don't know what happened to her. But in any event, we will do the Sanford and Son in honor of Black History Month. And as we open up, Lamont Sanford is... telling his dad, "Well, I don't have time to eat dinner. I gotta go to this to this meeting. We got a big meeting tonight called the African Presidential Club. The what? African Presidential Club. What's that? Well, that's a club that teaches you all about your heritage, see? Where you come from and all that, and where you're going and all that. Well, I know where I come from, but I know where I'm going to go if I don't pray, too. Will you cut that out? What's wrong with you? Yeah, well, Grady's coming over later, and, you know, that's the trouble with you, Pop. You got to get more education. You got to be up on things, see? I don't need no education. Look here. See this television set? That's my school right there, see it? See, that's what I mean, sitting in front of that television set all day. Now, for instance, I'll give you a for instance. Yeah, yeah. My name is not Lamont anymore. It's Lumumba. What? What are you talking about? We gave you that name. Me and your mother. Oh, no, this the big one. Don't take away that name. We love that name. Your mother, I remember the day she picked it out, I was on the toilet. What? I was sitting on the toilet, see? And your mother said, what are we going to call her? We're going to call her boy. I said, whatever name you like, honey. And she said, La Lump. And I said, what? Not La Lump. She said, no. She said, I meant Lamont. Oh. See, she got the idea of La Lump because I was on the toilet. Will you stop that? Well, my name is not Lamont anymore. It's Lumumba. Well, if you think I'm going outside and change the sign to the Sanford and Son, to Sanford and Lumumba, you're crazy. I don't care what you do with that sign, Pop. My heritage, I'm getting some good information, see? Do you know that in my former life, I might have been an African chief? Or what? A chief of a tribe. Chief of a tribe? Oh, no. What are you talking about? That might be my heritage, Pop. Now listen, don't be sitting around here watching television all day, you know? Why don't you come down to the club with me? I ain't going down no club. I gotta watch Godzilla Meets the Madman tonight. The big show. Godzilla Meets the Madman. What are you gonna learn from that? I'm gonna learn that if a madman ever comes in my house, how to take care of him. That out. Anyway, I'll see you later. Oh, yeah. Hiya, Fred. We're going to watch that movie tonight. Godzilla Meets the Madman. I want to see that movie, Fred. Godzilla Meets the Madman. Yeah, yeah. Just sit down, Grady. Right now, I'm very upset with my son. He might be going back to Africa. Africa? Why he want to do that for? I heard it's very hot over there. Yeah, well, he joined his club, see? And they're telling him all about his heritage. And I don't know if he respects me anymore because he changed his name. Changed his name to La Rumba. La who? La Rumba. La Rumba? What kind of name is that? It sounds like he's doing a dance or something. La Rumba. Shut up, Grady. Who's there? Who's at the door? Hold on. Let me get the door. Hello? Oh, hello. Yeah, can I help you, miss? Yeah. My name is Familiar. P Presidential African Club of California. And we're here, these are my associates, we're here to honor a Mr. Fred Sanford. Just come right in. Come right in. I'm Fred Sanford, and this is my dear friend, Grady Wilson. Oh, how do you do? Yeah, I like that African stuff. You know, all that Zubalu and woo woo woo. Will you cut that out, Grady? Well, we're here because we don't like the way your son, Lumumba, has been treating you. And we understand, see, but he speaks about you in a tone that we don't like. Oh, I'm trying to get my son to respect me more. Well, he should, because you're the head of this house. That's right, I'm the head of the house, I'm the boss, see. Wherever I say goes. Oh, you see all this stuff surrounding me here, all this junk? That's all my property. I'm a wealthy man. Well, Mr. Sanford, bless you. You're the head of this house and you're an African gentleman. And we're going to tell your son that if he wants to be in our club, he better respect you more. Hey, you know what? I like that club. That's a good club. What's going on in here? Oh, I didn't know you were coming to visit me. We came to visit your father. Yeah. And we're telling you right here now, if you don't respect your father, the head of this house, and listen to him, you can't be in our club. Yeah, listen, you listen to that lady, see? Now that's a smart lady right there. All right, in a sight, Lumumba. Yeah, that little skit in honor of Black History Month. And we got Dinigan coming up. We got the Gabriella thrift shop. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I tell you, when I was in school, see, and we had some weird characters in that class, you know. And it was like dead of winter, like it is now, you know, February. And coming into school, everybody had to take their coats off, of course, you know. And we had a big closet in the back, see. And you know, everybody would go back there and fumble around. They'd hang their coat up when they came in. And Miss Moss said, all right, come on now. Don't dilly-dally. Don't dilly-dally in the back there. Come on, Janie, hang your coat up. Come on. And then everybody went to sit down. But Jimmy stayed back there. And I guess she didn't notice it right away, you know. Jimmy was back there fidgeting around with all the coats, and you know what he did? He you know how you can go in the closet and close the door so people can't see you? Yeah, he got behind the door, see? And what he did was he changed all the coats around. And Miss Moss said, Jimmy, what are you doing back there? I did something in my coat, Miss Moss. I left something in my coat. I forgot it. It's my type. I got my type out of my coat, you know. Yeah, Miss Moss. Get in your seat immediately. Yeah, all right.
So she finally gets him to sit down, see. And everybody
trying to settle in, you know, and all that. But they're not aware that now their coat is in the wrong place. See? So make a long story short, comes 2:40, 2:45, you know, time to go home, you know. And Miss Ma, she lets people know when they can get up and get their coat, you know, and she tries to space it, you know, 2-3 people at a time, you know. So not everybody is confused, you know. She says, "All right, Janie, Kenneth, and Jimmy, go get your coat. Come on, you got time. The bus is coming. Come on, get your coat." So they go back there, and Janie's trying to looking for her coat. Where's my coat? What happened to my coat? This is not my coat. And Jimmy says, "I know, my coat. Somebody stole my coat. Oh, what happened to my coat?" And Kenneth, you know, Kenneth was always a wise ass, you know. He said, "Hey, man, where's my coat? That's not my coat. The coat's too small. I'm a big dude. Yeah, I'm a four-button man." Four-button. So Jimmy's back there, and then people are starting to get fidgety, see, and they get up. Before you know it, there's a whole line back there, and everybody's trying to get their coat on, and one kid puts the coat on, coat rips open, and another one, and everybody's getting all panicky, and Jimmy goes pounding the rail, five to the glass, if you don't like it. Jimmy, cut that out. What's going on back here? And Miss Ma comes back. And she's trying to sort out all these coats. And the next thing you know, she piles them all up on the desk, see? And the coats are falling all over the floor. And you got blind people crawling on the floor trying to find the... Get up over that floor! Woo-hoo! And Jimmy's laughing, and she, "Jimmy, what are you laughing at? I think you were funny, everybody's coat don't fit." "Jimmy, what did you do?" "I do nothing. I'm not a good boy. I didn't do it. I do nothing. Janie did it." "I didn't do it. Where's my coat? My mother's going to kill me." Oh, man, it was a regular riot. And they had to go outside and tell the bus to wait because people had a hard time finding their coats. I'll never forget it. Jimmy got sent to the principal's office for that, Mr. Kramer. Yeah. All right, in a sight. And the Frolics without the phones. I don't know what happened to my co-host here, engineer. Ugh. All right. We're not going to be able to get Louie on. You know, if we don't have the phones. But we had, we got the biting buzzard on. And the biting buzzard is flying over the Gabriella thrift shop. Welcome to the Gabriella thrift shop. Come right in. And, if you can't find it here, that means we don't have it. What do you mean if you can't find it here? You don't. Of course you don't have it if you can't find it. Well, that's what I said, yeah. Oh, hi, hello, Yes, come right in. Every item is whatever price I say it is.
What?
What kind of a thing is that? I don't know, but you have to excuse me. Just help yourself, look around. I gotta go to the bathroom. We go to the bathroom. We're in the bathroom here. Hello, customers, everybody, all my customers. I'm in the bathroom. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Well, why don't you close now the door if you're in the bathroom?
Oh, no, because I got to be able to hear the customers, sir. Don't worry about it. I don't have to... No, don't worry about it.
You're stupid. You don't leaving door open when you're in bathroom doing wee-wee.
Or poops. Oh, don't worry, sir. I'm decent in the bathroom. I'm decent in the bathroom.
Now, just pick out what you want. Oh, pardon me, sir, but we'll have to come back another time if you're indisposed in the bathroom.
No, you don't have to come back. It's all right. Going to the bathroom is just it's a natural phenomenon. Yeah. Oh, I wish I had some good coffee to help me go to the bed. It's Starbucks coffee in the bathroom.
What's going on in here now? What are you doing? What is all these clothes all over the place now, this mess? Where are you? Gabriella, where did you go?
I'm in the bathroom.
Close now the door. Why don't you... Look. This is now his lock. Look. Look, put hands over here. See? Touching. Touching now the lock.
It locks in the bathroom. Yeah, I don't need a lock. I won't be able to hear the customers. I'm in the bathroom.
Woo-hoo! All right. What's going on in here? What are you, a maniac or something? Close that door. We don't want to smell that.
Woo! Welcome to the Gabriella Thrift Shop. Don't worry, folks. I'll be out in a little bit. I got a couple of beautiful wigs I want you to see. I'll be the model.
Yeah, well, make sure you come out with your everything the way it's supposed to be.
Is it inspection day, too?
Be here. Any minute.
No, don't worry about that. That's all right. I'm here. I'll let him in. Let the inspector in.
Hello? Is this the place I have to inspect? What now is this going on here? All these clothes. And why is that bathroom door open with someone in there? On ball. What kind of thing? I cannot inspect this premise with all this going on here.
Crazy Gabriel. Gabrielle. Got them all in trouble. Yeah.
What a character. And the biting buzzard. Inner Sight Frolics 825, New York.
Don't know what happened to my engineer, but We're here. All right. I do a little Lauren Hardy. And I got a Gleason skit I wanted to do. There's a couple of different ones. But I don't remember which one I liked better than the other one. All right, Inner Sight. And some of the great time, two of the great, Lauren Hardy. Well, Stanley, what do you think of it? What do I think of what? What do you think of the, what do you think of the possibility of us going into business? Well, what kind of business are you going to go into? It's not going to be monkey business. Well, what's wrong with monkeys? They started the world before us. Oh, yeah, but you can't make any money on them. They're too fidgety. I don't like monkey business. Well, what kind of business do you think we ought to go into? Well, I knew a fella who did pretty good with used cars. Used cars. Yeah, you know, you go down to a place and you want to buy a car and the fella, the sales fella, tells you about the car and all that and how good it is and why you should buy this car as opposed to that car and everything else. Why don't we go in that business? What do you know about cars? Well, I know how to get in and out of one. That's for sure. That's a start anyway. You are a mental case. All right. Where are we going to set this business up? Well, my friend of mine has a place, and he's looking to rent it. Well, we got to have the money for that. Well, he let us work there for a while and then pay him some rent. Come on, I'll introduce you to him. Oh, I don't know why I get into these things. Why don't you help me? Oh, how are you? Yeah, how you doing, Stanley? This is my friend and partner, Oliver Hardy. Oh, Mr. Hardy, yes. I've heard about you. Stanley spoke very highly of you. He says you're the dumbest person he ever met. What kind of a thing is that to say? Well, I'm just kidding around, you know. Well, can we start working? Have you got any cars? Well, of course we have. Look at these beautiful, just look at these beautiful vehicles that we have. Well, where's the tires? Tires. Oh, the tires. Oh, yes. We had to extract the tires for purposenum reasons. For what? Purposenum. Percentum. What's that? Well, in other words, a fella came in and he didn't want to buy the car, but he wanted to buy the tires. So we took the tires off the car and sold them the tires. Well, how are they going to run the car without the tires? Oh, no, no. You see, you give them a discount. You tell them, you know. Now, because this car is such a special, see, there's no tires on it, you get a discount. See, you have to buy your own tires. Well, how's the fella going to get the car home without the tires? Well, he'll have to bring a couple of his relatives with him, big guys, see, like your friend here, and just push it down the road. What? How are you going to push a car down the road without tires? Well, it's very difficult, but it can be done. How do you know? Because the last time I tried it, we did it. You tried it alone? No. I had 3 or 4 fellas with me, you know. Well, what happened to them? I don't know. They're still in the hospital. Get out of here! Cars without tires. Are you crazy? Here's another fine mess you've got me into. Can't sell a car without tires. Well, what about if we buy some tires and just line them up against the wall, see, and tell a fella that when you come in, make sure you bring your wrench. Will you bring your wrench? This is crazy. I'm not going to sell a car without tires. Are you out of your mind? Without tires, all right. In his sight. 8:32. New York. Oh, by the way, let me run down the crazy week. Monday night, we call the show Mad or Glad. And when we have an engineer, you can call in and voice your mad or glad. Tuesday night is open mic on Inner Sight, 8 to 9 every weeknight, Blog Talk Radio. Wednesday night is our nursing home program. We have the only show on nursing home that I know of that has proposed a solution to how we can keep people out of nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing. The best way to do it. All right? That's Wednesday night. Thursday night is a different subject. We usually pick a subject on Thursday night. All right? And Friday is the funnies, so that's the week. We have reruns going on television. They haven't opened the studio up yet, so we haven't done any new shows. But rerun, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. That's 11 o'clock Wednesday night. And Thursday night, 7:30. On Long Island Cable, or they call it Altice, Thursday night. So that's the schedule on Inner Sight. And if anybody would like to be on the show, you know, drop us a line or give us a call. Inner Sight, 631-224-3090. And we'd be happy to talk to you about being on the program, or you can send us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. We can't open attachments. Innersight like vision, at pmpmail.com. All right. And we apologize, no phones tonight, so. we're going to miss Louie. Louie the Lip. A great, great, crazy guy who is a lot of fun. I love when Louie starts singing, you know. It's so funny. Anyway, Inner Sight and Ralph and Norton. Oh, yeah. And Norton says to Ralph, well, Ralph, I want you to know that this is Thursday night, the night that I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm very disturbed. What do you mean you won't be able to sleep tonight? Why not? Well, because if I fall asleep, I'm going to wake up and start walking. And this is the night I take a tour of the Kosciuszko Street Sewer. Kosciuszko Street Sewer? Wait a minute. If you think that I'm going to follow you down the sewer, you're crazy. You can't follow me down the sewer, Ralph. Why not? How are you going to fit through the manhole? Get out! Now listen, Norton, I'm trying to help you. I know you got this sleepwalking problem, and it's driving you nuts. It's driving me nuts, keeping everybody up and everything, going crazy, running to doctors back and forth, taking all kinds of salt tablet and everything, and trying to relax and sleep and all that. So don't get me steamed, because I'm already steamed. Well, now that you got your gas bag filled, why don't you blow away? Oh, shut up. Now listen, here's what we're going to do, see? I got an idea. A fella, a friend of mine, who the next cop, see, gave me these handcuffs. Handcuffs? Yeah. Put one around your wrist like that, see? And the other one, I tied to the bed. Now you can't walk in your sleep. Gee, Ralph, genius. I got a question. Yeah. What do I do if I have to go to the bathroom? Oh, you stop that. To go to the bathroom. Well, if you have to go to the bathroom, just ring this bell. Here it is. Ding, ling, 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 ling. Ding, ling, ling, ling. That's enough of that. Well, I'm just at the, I'm practicing in case I got to go to the bathroom. Ding, ling, ling, ling. Will you cut that out? Now, listen, Norton. I got to get some sleep. I got to go to work in the morning. You know what it's like driving that bus up and down Madison Avenue? I know what it's like, Ralph, because the down there in the Madison Avenue sewer, when that bus goes over that sewer, boy, do I feel it. Don't get smart. I'm up there and you're down there. Now, get in that bed and go to sleep. There you are. You're handcuffed to the... Now, you can't... You won't be able to sleepwalk. You got to sleep. You got to stay in that bed. Ralph, before I go to sleep, you mind if I have a drink of water? Stop having a drink of water. All right. There you are. Here's a drink of water. Thank you. Now lie down there. Go to sleep. Ralph, I'm very uncomfortable. You mind if I turn over? Go ahead and turn over. I don't care if you burn. You mind if I smoke? I don't care if you burn. Have you got a cigarette?
No, I do not have a cigarette. Now go to sleep. There are some cigarettes in the right next to you in the bureau. Would you mind getting me one? All right. All right. All right. Here's a cigarette. Now, let me ask you a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Are you hungry?
No.
No. Are you thirsty? No. Are you tired? Oh, yeah, I'm tired, Rob. All right. So, you're going to go to sleep, right? Oh, yeah, Rob. I got to go back to that doctor and get some new pills so I can sleep better. All right, now get in that bed and go to sleep. Oh, Ralphie boy, here I am, dreaming about walking through the sewer, going down there in the deep. Ralph, I think I'm dreaming, Ralph. I'm having a dream. I'm down in the sewer. Norton, you're going to drive me nuts. No, don't panic, Ralph. Whenever I get upset down there in the sewer, see, we have a little saying that we say, and everything calms down. May I favor you with this little ode? Gah! When the time and tide turns against you, and you feel like you're going to strangle and choke, don't despair. Just lay on your back and float.
Get out of there.
Lay on your back and float in the sewer. Ew, that water must be dirty. 8:43, New York. Crazy frolics and no music, no engineer. So, you know, like I always say, the show must go on. At least I got the biting buzzard right here. Biting buzzard. All right, Inner Sight, and the craziness of this program. I'll never forget the time when down the village, see, and my good buddy Pat Cooper, the old Italian comedian, was going to take me to lunch. You know, beautiful day, you know, nice day. New York. And we're walking down the street, see, and Pat was the kind of a guy, he's the kind of guy who he lives his profession. And what I mean by that is everything is to him a joke. So he stops and he talks to people. He says different things, and so I'm walking with my I have my guide dog, you know, and and Pat is conversing with me. He says, "You think you're blind? There's another guy with two dogs just walked into the wall." You know, stuff like that. And he says, "I don't know what I'm going to do with you. I can't take you no place."
The last time I took it to a restaurant, you made such a mess, I had to pay the bill 3 times. Now, why don't you put that dog on a wagon? That way you can make some money, see? The dog could pull the wagon, and you could deliver people's groceries. Yeah, put the wagon there. And I'll give you a tip. I'll give you a tip. Stay away from me. You know, and Pat's going on and on and on. A funny, funny guy. I haven't talked to him in a while. Gee, I hope he's all right. Sort of lost contact with him, you know. A beautiful, beautiful guy and a caring guy. The great Pat Cooper, my buddy. All right, let's see. Who else have I met who... I met a lot of celebrities, but I'm trying to think. Didn't meet you. Oh, I met 1972, Philharmonic Hall, backstage, the show with Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles. And I had my shepherd guide dog with me backstage. And... who's back there but the Wolfman Jack from CBS, you know, the disc jockey, you know. And big guy, you know, he's kind of tall and big. And he was terrified of my dog. I said, wait a minute. I said, aren't you the Wolfman? Yeah, I'm the Wolfman. Yeah. But that dog looks more like a wolf than I do. I said, don't worry. I said, my dog won't bother you. She's a good dog. So he got so scared, he went out on the stage. He was supposed to introduce Stevie, I think it was. He goes out on the stage and says, hey, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ray Charles. I said, wait a minute. That's the wrong... that's not Ray, that's Stevie. I said, who's more blind, you or Ray? Or Stevie? Well, Ray started laughing. And then Stevie came out, and they brought Steve out. But it was so funny. He got so flustered about my dog that he introduced... the wrong person. All right, Inner Sight. Sorry we missed Louie. You know.
This is Louie Rivera on the Inner Sight Follies, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio, every Friday night. Louie Rivera with the love drops, and we got all kinds of love drops. We got Buffy Casalvo, we got Rosanna Dana with the Hannah and the Appalana and the love drop for all the women, all the ladies, and we're gonna watch Connie and Chrissy. On Saturday night, Channel 20, 11 to 12, Connie and Chrissy. Yeah.
Hey, Lou, how about a song?
No, I can't sing a song. I'm too shy. I'm too shy.
You're not shy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, I'm shy, Frank Parrino. I can't sing a song.
Come on, give us a little Dean Martin. Dean Martin, you know the one you like. Everybody loves somebody sometime. How about that one? Everybody loves somebody sometime. I'll never fall in love with you. On the night I'm on the murder.
everybody. This is Jerry Lewis on the Intersight Network with Frank Perino and Dean Martin and Rosanna Danner.
There you go. Louis the Lip. Well, there's more than one way to talk to a bird. Yeah. You can't beat them, join them. You can't join them, beat them. Whatever. All right. Got a few minutes here, and you know, the phones are not open. If you're trying to dial in, we apologize. 852, there's no phones. No phones. The phones are dead. Somebody cut the line. I don't know. Maybe it was the biting, or it might have been Gabriella who cut the phone line. I don't know. Or maybe it was the biting buzzard. All right. Inner Sight Frolics. And don't forget, Monday actually is a holiday. It's President's Day. I just thought of that. I'll have to debate whether to take a day, a night off, or do the show. I don't know. Mad or glad Monday. Well, you know what's going on with the politics, right? Never trust a politician. You know, and one of the key phrases, ladies and gentlemen, one of the key phrases, if a politician says, "I'll look into it," that means they're not going to do anything about it. Beware of that. That's one of the key phrases that you'll hear from most politicians. Yeah. Well, let's see. Did you hear about the two guys over there in Germany during the World War II? This was, you know. And two Italian guys, you know. Talk like a this, you know, like a this, like a that, you know. And one fellow says, hey, Giuseppe. You see the old German submarines, the U-boats, you know. You see the boat coming up out of the water. He says, hey, Giuseppe, ain't that a U-boat? And Giuseppe says, no, that ain't my boat. Maybe that's a U-boat. I don't know who told me that, but it sounds stupid. That ain't my boat. That's a U-boat. That's not my boat. Maybe that's a U-boat. What's the matter for you? You crazy, don't you know what that's a U-boat? It's not my boat, it's a U-boat. I think there's something wrong with you, Giuseppe. Something the matter with your brain inside. You got to go to the doctor. They got to open up in a looker. Looker? You look in my brain. What are you going to see? Maybe you see a U-boat. Oh, shut up. You know? Anyway, reminds me of Bacchigalupo, Abbott and Costello, oh yeah. Anyway, hope you had a little crazy fun here tonight. Apologize for the no phones, no intro music. Always, but you know, we get through it. And we'll be with you. Well, I don't know. We're gonna debate about Monday. I might take Monday off. Holiday. in honor of George. George? Yeah. First President of the United States of America, George Washington. Oh, yeah. George was a good guy, wasn't he? I guess so. All right, Inner Sight, thank you so much. If you heard a little crazy stuff, made you laugh a little bit. Yeah. Remember, if you come across a U-boat, that's a no U-boat. That's a no my boat, that's a U-boat. Oh, shut up with that stupid. Shut up with that stupid joker. That's a no joker, that's a U-joker. All right, thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled are. Inner Sight number 631-224-3090. And we help all disabled people as much as we can. All right? So tune us in. If we're not on Monday, we'll try to have a rerun on. 8 to 9 every weeknight, Blog Talk Radio, right here live, Inner Sight around the world. And thank you for listening, everybody. Cut that out. Why are you yelling?
Seconds.
I'm in the bathroom in the antique shop.